he makes a move at all, Quincy said. I can't shoot him. If he goes for a gun, you do what you have to do. I can't shoot him, she repeated more forcefully. Quincy, if I wound up killing him... She didn't have to say the rest. It simply hung there between them. The doubts, the suspicions, the rumors that 14 years later still hadn't gone away. Chances are that he knows we're out here, Quincy said softly. Then let's just get it over with. I'm tired of his games. She nodded at Sanders, who looked mighty curious about what would happen next, then at eager Officer Carr. Everyone assumed their positions. Rainey didn't allow herself to think anymore. She lifted the towels high enough to obscure her face and got on with it. March 1, 2, 3. At the door now. Pause. Deep breath. Hey, mister, want some towels? Or maybe shoot first and ask questions later. She knocked on the door. No answer. Did you know what you were saying in that bar? Or were you making this stuff up just for me? She knocked on the door again. No answer. The rest happened very slowly. She set down the towels. She picked up her 9mm. She twisted the door handle, not surprised to find it unlocked, and led with her shoulder into the room. Behind her, men yelled, "Down, down, down!" Others cried, "Go, go, go!" Rainey tumbled into the room, bringing up her gun. Though she didn't know what she expected to find. Or maybe she did. Maybe some part of her knew what body she would find there on that bed. Except... empty. 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 Officers jostled her aside. Seaside's finest pumped into the room. "Police! Police! Police!" Still nothing. More scattered voices. What do you mean, nothing? Where the hell could he have gone? I thought you said you were watching this room. I don't know, sir. I swear to God, I don't know. Rainey didn't look at any of them. She was staring into the bathroom at the mirror over the double basin counter and the large words scrawled there. Too little, too late. A lock of hair was taped beneath the red words. It was long, black, with just a hint of curl. Rainey didn't need a lab report to guess its owner. Beautiful Melissa Avalon, lying dead in a pool of hair. Too little, too late, Rainey read aloud, her voice coming out shaky. She finally looked at the men in the room. Would somebody, anybody, like to explain this to me? No one replied. After another moment, Sanders picked up his cell phone. He called the CSU. Hey, he said shortly, we got another crime scene.